I'll give you my 5 minutes, and you can keep talking. No, thank you. Ma om Vishvaraya Krishna Stayabhuzna Shimadi Bhakti Swami Tanami. Namaste Krishvaraya Prabhupada Shivatmani Shigorbham Shati Bhakti Tanami. Harry Bo. I was telling his Holiness Rajnath Maharaj that, you know, this has been just a tremendous weekend, just the most incredible weekend of my life, the most amazing weekend of my life, the most inspiring and exciting weekend of my life, like everyone here, and also the most devastating weekend of my life. It's just been... it's been incredible. And I've so appreciated all of the offerings from everyone. I mean, it's like getting some different insights on someone that you love and you know, you kind of know, but you see there's so much more to him. And it's all beautiful, and it's all wonderful, and it's all inspiring, and it's just fantastic. And, you know, I wish we could go on all night listening to you. I did want to say one thing in the mood of Prithu Maharaj about the glory. I mean, they say you should know a tree by the fruit that it bears. The glory of the fruit of our Gurudev, and the biggest manifestation of that wonderful fruit is him and her and him and you and you and you and you and all of you. Because, you know, as I've been coming here and staying here for the last few months, one of the things that has struck me the most is the incredible love that, I mean, whenever I walk into this temple and to see his devotees and his godbrothers and the disciples of his godbrothers surrounding him, the intensity, the love, the caring was so amazing. I mean, it just swept this whole temple up and carried it to another plane. I felt as if I don't belong here. I mean, it was so incredible. It was so intense, you know, that I wish that I could fully participate in the type of love and compassion that I could feel coming from each of you. I mean, each of you know how much you sacrificed, how much you've given, how you've forgotten everything in your personal lives, in your financial lives, in your family lives, in your family life, and just given everything that you've had and laid it here at the feet of your Guru Maharaj out of love for him. And that seeing that type of sacrifice and love and dedication has been so inspiring for me. I mean, I'm hopeful that it will change my life. I'm hopeful that I can one day, I mean, if I can just serve you, then I will be very happy. If I can just serve you and all you wonderful Vaishnavas, that would make my life complete. I'll be very happy. So your wonderful representations of the compassion and love of our Guru Dave, and I'm just thankful to all of you. Hare Bol.
Haribo, thank you so much, Prabhus. Now Mother Rajalila will come up. She's been at the Institute House actually meeting with Satyaraj Prabhu. And she's going to come up and close the program for us this evening. We were scheduled to close at 8 o'clock, and we'll see what will be our next step at this point.
Asking, what is Chintamani saying? What is she saying? She was saying that I apologize for not being here. I was meeting with Satyaraj Prabhu. He is writing the autobiography for our spiritual master's book. And he came here today to participate. Well, he didn't want to speak. But he was fine with letting everyone know that he will be writing the book. The book will be ready for his Vyasa Puja offering in February. At the same time as his Samadhi will be completed for his Vyasa Puja in February in Mayapur. So both of those offerings will be made to our spiritual master. So I was with Satyaraj for the last few hours, and that's why I was not here. And Satyaraj Prabhu just left, and I just finished giving him all the materials that I have for from our spiritual master. Well, today, Prabhu, I believe that you need to speak, and right after that, you did. Okay. All right. I don't know what I'm doing. So what I'd like to do now, we can do a silent offering, and I'd like to call the disciples that were recently initiated, the ones that just got initiated, the last ones. If you're here, if you can switch seats and speak for a couple of minutes, that will be great. So, yeah, this last Vyas Puja, Sanayana, There's a few other devotees here. The most recent disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirthamaharaj that just took initiation, if you're here, or the one just before that. First initiate. What we're trying to do is just get some of the newer disciples to come up and share with us. That's all. If you're initiated in the last couple of years, take a seat. We want to hear from you. Okay? Over the internet, however you were initiated, please take a seat. We're looking for those disciples, those newer disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirthamaharaj. Okay. Those that that were initiated in the last 3 years, last 4 years. Gopana, I believe a lot of devotees are outside. Kamal, if you can, please. First or second, it doesn't matter if you're newly initiated. Prabhu Mataji, please, you can share just a little something, anything. Sorry. Okay, while we're bringing the other devotees up, perhaps we can start hearing from some of you, if that's okay. Thank you very much. Okay. There's a mic right over there.
This was a surprise, Hare Krishna. I didn't have much personal association with Bhakti Tirthamaraj. I know him best through his lectures and books. And I've actually been working with an envy problem of the devotees who had much personal association with him. But I'm learning that's almost been a blessing in disguise for me. But I'll just briefly share. I'll briefly share how Maharaj came into my life. A friend of mine, she had been saying, you have to hear Bhakti Tirthamaraj. He's so great. And she was just telling me so much about him. And so she let me borrow three tapes of his. And the first tape I listened to was The Mind, Best Friend or Worst Enemy. And I listened to it for about a month straight. While I slept, everything. And I was like, wow, he's talking to me right now. This is like my worst enemy. So I heard about the, I was looking to go to New Vrindavan last year, and I ended up calling Gitanagari because it was closer. And I spoke with Mother Indrani, and she said, oh, you're coming for the festival. I said, what festival? I said, I'm just coming because it's close. And she said, oh, well, there's a festival here every May, and you know, Bhakti Tirthamaraj will be here. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, well, I'll come. And then, so maybe like a week later or so, I was chanting my rounds, and I got this intense feeling. It was just kind of like, it was like a rush while I was chanting. It said, you should write him a letter. Write him a letter. So I meditated on this feeling for about 2 days, and it's persisted. So I called Mother Indrani and asked her what I should do, and she said, write him a letter. She said, that's the mercy. And so she gave me his email address. And he emailed me back and said, oh, it'd be nice to meet you when you come. So I came, and I didn't know where I was going to stay. And there's so many people here. And Mother Anasuya, I found out later, she thought I was aspiring for Maharaj, and I wasn't at the time. I was just like, oh, I'll see him you know, like to see him in person. And I got here, and because she thought I was aspiring, she arranged for me to stay at the Institute house with him. And I was, oh, I was blown away. She said, oh, you can stay with him. So I stayed there. And I remember one time I went back to the Institute house the next day, and I didn't know he was going to be there. I just went, I had forgotten something. I was staying in the basement. And I rang the bell, and it said, and expected like a servant to come to the door. I just rang it just for precaution. And he came to the door. So I just hit the deck. And I was just, like, didn't know what to do. And he's like, get up. He's like, get up. He's like, it's always open. And he's like, he said, you don't have to do that. He said, it's always open. And then later that day I came to take rest. And I was taking rest in the basement. And he came down with Kavi Chandra Maharaj. And I was sleeping. And he opened the door. He didn't know anyone was there. He said, oh, you're taking rest. I'm sorry. He said, I'm so sorry. And he closed the door. He goes, I'm sorry I disturbed you. And I'm like, what? Like, this isn't like any, you know, guru or spiritual master I've ever seen before. So, I mean, there's other things too, but I want to let everyone get a chance to speak. But those are my first times with him, and they were special. I mean, because, and as I'm listening to all of you and listening to like senior devotees and God family, and I'm really starting to understand what it means to have a spiritual master, because I only know him really through his books, and I mean, I've had a few darshans with him, but like, he's blessed me in so many ways and that I can't even count. So I'm very fortunate. The last place I thought I'd be living is here, and I'm here now. So I appreciate the chance to basically share that with all of you. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Om Agyanate Marantasya Janandana Salkaya Chakshum Ritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudve Namaha. My name is Chathamayi. I've been initiated for 1 year, and I missed second, but it's coming from someone else, hopefully, soon. My first experience with Maharaj, I came to Gitanagari, and there was a festival of sorts outside in the driveway, and they had the books for sale. And I looked at the books, and I said, I don't have any money for books. But I saw the bookmark. The bookmark is free. You pick it up and you read it. How to be a spiritual warrior. And the whole thing was systematized. Precise words, ping, 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 especially for Americans. It was really easy to read. I thought this is immediate about his teachings. So I'd like to meet this Maharaj. Finally got to meet him a few years later in Boston. He came to speak in a yoga studio. And someone was saying earlier today he has the facility to present to each different audience and speak in their different language. Well, in a yoga studio, you talk about what processes you're practicing, what austerities you're doing. He was saying, now how many of you have ever collected tapes and books and paraphernalia from all kinds of paths, but they're just sitting there in your basement? You don't use them anymore. Why is that? It's because they don't work. And he was speaking to me, because you name it, I've done it. So many, so much time, from when I was 17 to, well, I'm 50 now. I've done so many different paths. And this one is the most authentic, and reasonable. Sensible. This is the most sensible path. I think you're following it. Show me another one. I'll quit. I don't think so. So we're very fortunate. So anyway, he was just talking like that. And the way he was speaking, he was so casual. He was sitting in his chair, leaning back, so relaxed. He's so confident. Such conviction. He knows. He doesn't have to prove anything to anybody because he's there. Very attractive. But what really got me is when he came to the temple and he spoke and then he led the kirtan. He started jumping. Oh my goodness. We don't do that much in Boston. Oh my. So, well, I'd been a student of African dance for 20 years at that point. And I saw, oh man, you can do this in the temple? Oh, woo! That's it. So that's what I remembered about him. When I was trying to choose a spiritual master after reading a little bit of Prabhupada's books, you decide to take initiation. It just goes along. You start, you can't stop. So I wanted to take initiation. And it was a difficult process choosing a spiritual master because each and every sannyas and maharaj that I have ever met is so far above what I can ever aspire to be. You hope to meet people like this in your lifetime, and then they just come one after the other. Every month to the temple, you get a different flavor, you get a different rasa. This is what I want. Yeah, time. Okay. So, anyway, I'm glad to be here. You're all beautiful. I'm in awe of all of you. Thank you so much for having me and my girls here for this weekend. Jai Guru Dev.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, and Mataji. All glories to Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. My association with Guru Maharaj has been not more than 2 years. I remember the first time I was in Detroit Temple and he was there for the first Rath Yatra. I was not even familiar with Rath Yatra. I saw Maharaj there, so jubilant, emanating his qualities, his excellent dance. I was just amazed looking at him. And then I heard Maharaj's first speech and I thought as if he was speaking from my heart. He knew what I wanted to know. He knew what was my confusion and he was just answering me to the core. And I went to him and my first question was, Maharaj, why do I take you as my Guru Maharaj? There are so many Maharajas. I really don't know. I think all of them can be my spiritual guru. And his answer was, like as you have a family physician, the same way you should have a guru, because the way your family physician knows all your disease and where you're coming from and what kind of ailments that you carry, the same way your guru knows. And that's the relationship that you should have, where he's all the time ready to take over all the problems that you have. And that was my first experience. And he said, he just handed me one of his books. That was his first book. And he wrote a couple of lines from on his own and gave it to me. And from that time on, I started writing to him. And it's been over 2 years that I was continuously writing and hearing Maharaj. I shared everything with Maharaj, my personal problems. And I don't know how he had time for me. I mean, I was just a face out of so many of them that he would, see and talk every day. But he would remember to answer me on time. And every time I had a question, sometimes the questions were, I myself thought they were very weird and I thought Maharaj would be very angry if I asked it to him in such a casual way. But the way he explained it to me, the way he solved the problem, I think he knew what I was talking. He just spoke from my own heart. And as everybody knows, Maharaj has this unique way of touching everybody's heart. He did touch my heart, he did touch the heart of my family, and we have miracles happening there in my family. He does miracles in everybody's life. Jai Guru Maharaj.
I remember when I first met Maharaj, I think I was in my mid-teens, and he was doing this lecture at my sister's university, and all the girls were doing this dance, like on stage, and I was like, I don't want to do a dance. I don't know who this man is, but I don't want to do a dance in front of him. I was like, there is no way I'm putting on a cute dress, there's no way I'm putting on makeup. I was like, I just want to listen to what he has to say. So I sat in the audience front row, and I listened to what he had to say, and I thought, I know, he's my guru. And then after that, like, he was walking around talking to people, and I would just follow him. And I'd trip him. Like, if he looked at me, I'd be, like, turning away. Like, I didn't want to look at him. I don't want him to speak to me. I just wanted to follow him. And then I remember writing to him. And usually when I wrote to him about all my things, and he used to chastise me. Oh, my God. I was in Vrindavan once, and I was like, oh, Gurudev, I'm having problems chatting my rounds. I don't want to get initiated until I'm 35 years old. I still have things to do. But I don't want to... I'm having problems doing my rounds. And he sent me... I think he was in Africa. And he sent me a one-line thing. Please send my humble blessings, all glories to Prabhupada. Just do it. With love, B.T. Swami. I was like, yeah! I was in Vrindavan, you know. I was pouring my heart. I was like... And then a few months later, I was like, oh, Gurudev, I have this problem. And he just went, you are the cause of your own suffering. With love, B.T. Swami. I was like, man! I was like, this is so not fair. And then I'd like, oh my God, like some of my godbrothers and godsisters would like, let me read all the stuff that he'd written to them. I was like, he doesn't love me. And then once he did this lecture in Soho Street, and it was Fear of Love, something. Anyway, I can't remember the lecture title, but Choosing Love Over Fear. And it was like a 3-day seminar. And then he said, anyone who has any like questions or he wants to speak to me, come upstairs to the library. So I went to the library. And he said, I asked him a question. He said, you have to stop fearing love. You have to stop worrying. And he said something else. And he said, because I love you. And I was like, oh, so he does like me. I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm still not getting initiated until I'm 35. I don't care what anyone says. And he'd write to me, like I'd write to him, and he's like, you should come to Gita Nagri, you know, initiations. I was like, nah. I was like, I didn't want to go to Gita Nagri because I knew if I went to Gita Nagri, he'd get me initiated. I didn't want to be initiated. And then when I finally decided I'm going to come to Gita Nagri, he wrote me the sweetest, sweetest letter, and he was like, I am so happy you're in Gita Nagri. I can't wait to see you there. I'll see you soon. And he did all these things so I could get initiated. Like the person that was going to give me my recommendation, he was in the midst of Africa preaching somewhere, no cell phone, no email, no nothing. And a week before my initiation, I got my recommendation. Okay, that's it. Can't say anything. I want to thank everyone in Gita Nagri for showing me love and letting me be here for like 8 months. I'm sorry if I drove you all crazy. And I thank Krishna and Gurudev for letting me cook for him and for giving me all this mercy. He's so amazing. Like 3-4 weeks from now, like before, he was still caring about, like he was on his deathbed and he was still caring about my protection, and he has so much love for each one of us, and we have to not ever forget that he loves us and serve him like he loves us.
Thank you. Krishna. My name is Mahabharata Das. Just wanted to say that I really haven't had hardly any personal association whatsoever with my spiritual master. And I just pray that I can represent him properly by following his instructions as strict as I possibly can, because I know he's performed quite a bit of austerities, and I want to follow in his footsteps. So I just pray to Lord Krishna that I will be able to successfully do that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hello, my name is Krishna Vrinda Das. When I first got inspired by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was last year at Rath, right here in Givinagri, the day afterwards. Gurudev was given a class on his offering that he made to Srila Prabhupada. And he was, one of the things he mentioned was that the youth of ISKCON is growing up hating and just wanting to leave ISKCON, being ungrateful. He didn't say ungrateful, but this is what I got from it. We were so ungrateful for what Srila Prabhupada and other sannyas have done for us. And me, at that point in time, I was on a different road completely. I was just moved from it. That class has changed my life, actually. I just thought about it, how ungrateful we were to all these people that make these sacrifices for us, and we just want to leave. We're not even thinking it through or whatever. So I just always kept that in mind. And one day, Krishna Pandit Prabhu called me, and he was telling me about how Gurudev was doing. And I was actually in the middle of school. I was actually sleeping, actually, but in school. And he called me. I picked up my phone, and he started telling me about Gurudev. And then I told him that I wanted to get initiated. At that time, he mentioned to me that it was going to be Gurudev's last initiation ceremony. And so he told me that I would need a recommendation for one of his godbrothers. So I asked him to do it. He did it. In a couple of days, Gurudev accepted. Very grateful to Krishna Pandit Prabhu. Owe you so much. And then, on top of it, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj accepted me as one of his disciples. Then on top of it, right after initiation in February for his Vyasa Puja, I went to India. As soon as I came back, I went to D.C. to see Gurudev. I wanted to go actually in D.C. to serve him, but that wasn't available for me. So I went back to New York, wrote Gurudev again. At that time, my parents were in Guyana. I said I wanted to come serve you for 2 weeks. And Gurudev wrote me back and said he's going to be looking forward for me to be coming. He told me to come serve him for 2 weeks. But when I got here, I ended up serving him for 3 weeks. And then that 3 weeks came into a month. Do it. ever since, Gurus have been showing mercy on me day after day. Me, one of his youngest disciples, fresh into the movement, basically come and serve him personally, and other disciples have been wanting to do this all the time, and I was able to do it. I owe him my life. Nothing less but my life.
Hare Krishna to all the Vaishnavas assembled. My name is Sudarshan Chakra Das, and most of you know me from Kamala Gita Nagari. But I first met Guru in about 4.5 years ago at Rathi Atra in New York. And that's when I started to get the idea to have a spiritual master. Before that, I was just in the temple doing service. The first time I had a darshan with him was at the Institute House, and after I had his darshan, it's like the world got easier for me. I felt light, airy. I knew he was going to be my spiritual master. So it was a beautiful day for me. I've had his association for a while now. I come to Gita Nagari on a regular to, you know, be with him, do kirtans. One time we had a Mahakirtan here. And we had about 250 people when we started, but in the end, we only had about 10. So when he seen that I had lasted with him, you know, he gave me the look. I knew that he would accept me. So now that I've been initiated, I feel a whole lot different. My life is totally different, you know. Things are looking up for me. Now I know what he was talking about when he meant that he needed us to be spiritual warriors and to stick together. I know that it's a change coming for all of us, and I hope we could all stick together, all of us. So I want you to know that I love Guru, and I'm going to follow all his precepts and, you know, read all his books over, and I would like you to do the same. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my name is Patipana Devi Dasi, and like these people here, I'm one of the last people who was initiated just a few weeks ago. And my first meeting with Dr. Tirtha Maharaj was through his book, Spiritual Warrior 2. And I was very impressed. I was at a point when I was starting to get some doubts. I was just a new devotee, and I thought, I was starting to get some doubts, but then when I read that book, I was really inspired to you know, go for it, really for the full on. And when about a month or 2 months later, I heard a lecture from a series that was given in Radhadesh, which was given by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. And I listened to it, and again, I was so inspired. Then I thought, And later on, I found out that Swami Krishnapad and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was the same person. And then I thought, that's interesting. So and I thought, okay, let me check him out a little bit more. But I wanted to take it slowly, take it easy. But then when I really wanted to get more information about him, I found out that he was terminally ill and that he would leave his body very soon. So I thought, well, okay, I will probably not be able to get initiation from him, but at least I will be inspired by him. So then in the course of time, I listened to his lectures and tried to read his books a bit more. And every time I was more and more inspired and trying to let go that I couldn't get initiation anymore. And then just like 3 months ago, Atmananda Prabhu came to Radhadesh again, and he said, well, you can still get initiation, but the closing day for the recommendation letters is Friday, and it was Tuesday. So I really had to work on it to get the recommendation letter from my temple president, and especially because they were in a very difficult situation, because I had never had personally met Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj or even send an email to him, because I didn't want to disturb him because he was so sick and he was so busy. So they thought, oh, what are we going to do with this devotee who has never even met this person, met this spiritual master? So they wrote to the GBCEC committee and they consulted with several sannyasis and they agreed that they could give the recommendation letter. And then Friday I got the recommendation letter and Sunday evening I was here. And fortunately we were able to get a group darshan just on Tuesday, like 2 days after I was here. And then Gurudev said, a devotee from Belgium, so you will be able to be physically present for your initiation. And I thought, okay, I'm safe. He has accepted me, even though we haven't met each other, basically no association at all. So I'm very grateful, especially thankful to my temple president and Mother Jayabhadra Mataji from Radhadesh, who it's by their mercy that I came here and that I'm able to be here. And yeah, so I'm very happy. And thank you all. I'm leaving tonight, so for the devotees that I haven't been able to say goodbye to, Haribo, and I hope I will see you again soon. Haribo.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, and all glories to all the Vaishnavas in the world. It's very difficult for me to glorify my Guru Maharaj because of my inability to use the proper set of language and etiquette. I was very blessed at very earlier age to receive the message of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I was born in Bengal, and from the very childhood in my family there was a tradition of worshipping of Lord Krishna and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Mahaprabhu. But throughout my life, especially after 17 years of age, I came in contact with one of the sannyasis of ISKCON movement, and he kind of started inspiring me to come into the movement of ISKCON, because in Bengal there are many different segments. So making long story short, I was trying to serve the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever the insignificant way I could, serving Radha Kunj Bihari at Detroit Temple, taking with the mercy of all the devotees. And I've been doing this, and my mom is always pressing me that you have to take initiation, otherwise you don't get purified, your service is not as pure as it can be. But no way I could convince myself that I could approach to any Maharajas, because not only they are my worshipable, they are so special gifts from Gopal. So I started praying to Sri Radha Kunja Bihari that, Gopal, I can't choose any Guru Maharaj, you have to do that for me. So there is no way I can do that. Then I got married, Devahuti is my wife, and somehow or other Krishna connected us together, and she became the instrument of my initiation, actually. Then as we keep serving at Detroit Temple, there are special services where I was not able to participate because I'm not purified. Then the temple president, Maharaj's very dearest disciple, Purushottam Das Prabhu, and many other disciples started writing to Guru Maharaj on my behalf. And one day I got a call from Purushottam Das that Maharaj wants to talk to you. And meanwhile I was somehow or other, I don't know how it happened, but I was attending Maharaj's Vyasa Pujas, and wherever his Maharaj goes, I end up with there. So there is something, I mean, Krishna was connecting, probably, as I mentioned, that I have no way to explain how this thing happens, but I know that it's an eternal relationship, it just has to happen that way. And I came to Gitanagari. Maharaj was not in the best of his health, he given us half an hour, personally instructed us, and given this precious jewel, and make my life successful in a sense that, you know, now I feel that it was worth to take this part, otherwise it would have been spoiled anyway. So he saved me for eternity, and now I had very little opportunity to receive direct instruction from Gurudev, but I'll be looking for all the mercy from all the qualified and great disciple of Maharaj and his god brothers and great family of Srila Prabhupada. So I hope that one way or other Krishna use me as his instrument to be useful in his service and at the service of Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol.
So we'd like to thank all the disciples. Thank you very much for being courageous. Hari Hari Bol. Yashoda Mayi would like to make an announcement. Yashoda is one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's first initiated disciple from Nigeria. She was initiated actually in New Vrindavan, one of the first devotees that Maharaj initiated in New Vrindavan. But she actually was accepted as a disciple in Nigeria in 1986, somewhere around there. Okay. Hari Bol.
Nama Am Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutavesh Mata Bhakti Tirtha Swami Tanamini. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Tatma Shri Goro Kuman Shakti Bhakti Tirtha Tanamini. There's so much that, as the devotees were saying earlier, that you can say about Gurudev. So many wonderful pastimes, so many amazing situations that he has been in or shown us, incredible preaching, incredible traveling. I just really wanted to just share one aspect of his being with Srila Krishna Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. I just remember the very first time I saw him, he had come to do a lecture for the psychology department at the university that I was attending. And because they were talking about vegetarianism, and I was a vegetarian, which was very difficult in Nigeria because they just thought you were crazy if you didn't eat meat. I wanted to find out which other crazy people were there in the country, and they were gathering to talk, so this was going to be interesting. So when I went into the room, they had all these displays outside, and there was this particularly effulgent person sitting all dressed in bright orange cloth, sitting just inside the door, and I would look at him and then turn away because, you know, it's rude to stare. But then I would look at him again and he would seem to be like glowing. I was like, wow, who is that person? You know, and I'd sit somewhere where I could just look at him from the corner of my eyes. and the room slowly filled up, and then after a while the devotees got up and announced, okay, this is our guest speaker is Bhaktisiddhanta Swami. A guru from the Hare Krishna ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He's the main speaker. And then he was talking. I was thinking, wow, this is interesting. I can't remember so much about what he said. I just remember this is a very incredible person. So I just kept getting this feeling. Anyway, afterwards they had a book table and they invited the people to come to the temple, and I got a Bhagavad Gita and I got a little invitation card, but I never went to the temple. Not for a while, actually. I'd finished my course at the university and I finally decided I wanted to look for the temple, look for the devotees and try to see this person again, this Bhaktisiddhanta Swami. So a very long story with a lot of interesting trickery by Krishna. I finally got to the temple, but there was no Bhaktisiddhanta Swami. He'd gone. And when I went in there, I was asking, you know, there was a sannyas that came to the university, and I described him, oh, B.T. Swami, he's not here. I said, well, where is he? Oh, he's in America. I was traveling. When will he be back? Oh, maybe 6 months, something like that. 6 months? So anyway, so in that time that between seeing him at the university, I finally got to the point where I was coming up to the temple every weekend, spending Friday through Monday morning. I got the service of making flowers and all kinds of. One day I was sitting in the room, this was months later, I was sitting in the Brahmacharini ashram, making flower garlands for the Sunday program, which was my service, after going and picking the flowers and bringing them back and making. And the door suddenly burst open, and there was Brahmananda Prabhu and BT Swami. Brahmananda looks in and said, oh, and this is Bhaktin Joy from the university, and she makes flower gardens for us. And he just gave me a smile, and the door closed. And that was my second meeting with Akhtadeva-san. So, a long story, very long story short, I ended up in America. I flew over with him. I wanted to go to India, and actually I wanted to go to Germany, but somehow or the other, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj managed to convince me to come to America, which was the last place on earth I actually wanted to be. But, Gurudev, can I go to Europe? What are you going to do in Europe? You know, I can preach with Devaritu Maharaj. You know, I could do it. Well, write to him and see what he says. And I wrote, no answer. Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't go there. Maybe Krishna doesn't want you to go there. Well, can I go to India? Yeah, eventually. Why don't you come to America? I could do with some disciples in America, and you can preach there, and you can, you know, collect for me, collect for books for Africa. I don't like America. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm here in America the past 18 years. but when I came to America, I had been hearing about this devotee, Rajalila, since I was in Nigeria. I heard about her. He wrote to her. I was his secretary in Nigeria, and I would write these letters, and I would get phone calls. And when we got to America, I said, I want you to meet Rajalila. We got to New York Temple, and he was asking, where's Rajalila? Rajalila wasn't there. So, well, let's go to Washington. That's my base in America. We went to Washington, D.C. We arrived in Adelphi, Maryland. Where's Rajalila? No Rajalila. He's like, wow, this is a pretty elusive person. Where's this Rajalila I keep hearing about, but I never see? So, one day, a couple of days later, I heard Rajalila was on her way. And meanwhile, I'd been given the service of cooking for Maharaj. It's like, I don't cook. I'm a Sankirtan devotee. I haven't cooked for years. What am I supposed to do in the kitchen? So I was in the kitchen wondering what I was going to cook. So even though I had been a vegetarian before I became a devotee, my mother always used to say there were only two ways that you could tell if I had cooked anything. One, if it was burnt. Two, if it had onions in it. Well, onions were out of the question, and, you know, it can't burn everything for Maharaj. So I'm in the kitchen, like, stunned, and then I hear this footsteps coming up the stairs behind me, and I turn around, and it's Rajalila. So I hit the ground, you know, it's like, this is the exalted devotee I've been waiting to see. And that was my first meeting of Rajalila. So she got in the kitchen with me, and we cooked for Maharaj. And I'm not sure if it was that time we cooked, but we had been running around trying to figure out something to cook for Maharaj, and there were brahmacharis visiting, and the women ate, but there were only two of us actually, and we ate kind of around the corner out of sight, and then the brahmacharis and Akhtadeva Maharaj ate in the main area. And then he was eating, and I was thinking, I wonder if he's accepting it, I wonder if it's okay, you know. Then I heard this, Yashoda Mayi, come here. Uh-oh. Like, I mean, he's holding something up long and thin out of his prasad, and it's like, oh my God, I hope that's not a hair. He said, what is this? I go close and take a look at it. Oh, it's Jinja Maharaj. Okay. And then I was trying to get the sweet, you know, Maharaj loves sweets. So we'd always try to make something really special for him. So the first time I tried making a carob cake, but it was slow cooking, baking, and then I wanted to put frosting on it, but it was still hot, and I put the frosting on it, and the frosting sank into the cake, and then it broke open. And Rajalila said, well, offer it to him anyway. You know? So I did, and I didn't know whether he liked it. You know, at the same time when he pulled the ginger out of the prep. Anyway, the next morning he was giving class, and he was saying how Krishna consciousness was so sweet. He said, just like that carob cake we ate yesterday. You take one bite, then you want to take another bite, then you want to take another bite, and another bite. That's what Krishna consciousness is like. It's so sweet. And I think, oh, he accepted it. Wonderful. That's the Tirtha Maharaj Ki. Even with the sweetness, I sometimes think that I was brought over to America to share the sauce with Rajalila, like large helpings of it, oftentimes. But we won't go into that right now. What I wanted to announce or to share with the devotees was this past year has been very momentous for us. It's been an incredible time where the devotees have been able to come together and really get to know each other on a really deep platform. They say that when you go through like challenging situations with another person, that really bonds the friendship. That's when you make real friends. And we've all gone through an amazing situation with the passing of our Guru Maharaj, and I know that we've all been bonded for eternity on a very, very deep level. We wanted to take this time to thank the people that have made a lot of what's been going on here possible. I wanted to thank the devotees that have been coming up every week for the past several months to be a part of Gita Nagari, to check in with the devotees here, to offer service. You all know who you are, and I'm not going to pick you out by name because I don't want to offend anyone by forgetting them, but you've helped in the grounds, you've helped in the kitchens, you've helped with the children, you've helped up at the Institute House. Some of you have lost your jobs being here. Some of you have neglected so many other important situations just to be part of the atmosphere here, just to make yourselves available for whatever service needed to be done here. And we're very, very grateful for that. I wanted to thank devotees that have been responsible for making sure that the communications have been going out. There are devotees all over the world that have been wondering what's happening here, that have been anxious to hear about Guru Dev. We've had devotees that have set up the btswami.com, the BT Swami list, that have been sending emails out to people that they know, keeping them in touch and keeping them aware of what's been going on here. Sending out emails, sending out letters, calling people, and we thank you very much for keeping the communications open for everyone. We thank the devotees that came up to cook for the devotees. We thank the devotees that have sent boga, that have brought flowers. I know Potomac Temple has been instrumental in making sure that there was enough boga up here every week so that we could make sure that there was prasadam for the devotees coming and visiting and staying with us. And we're very grateful for all of that service that you've given to us. We want to thank the devotees that have looked after the caregivers. Devotees that have made sure that they had something to eat, that whatever problems that they were going through was handled so that they could focus their time on looking after Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. We want to thank the devotees that have given their time and energy to making sure that things were going on here, that the data service was going on, that the prasadam was being cooked, that the grounds were being cleared, that all of the services that tend to go on, even in a normal situation, were going on. I want to thank the devotees in Maryland, where Guru Maharaj was for a large portion of the time. The devotees that were given their time there, looking after his deities, bringing flowers, answering the phone, cooking for him, cooking for the devotees. Especially Kunti and Madhavacharya. I said I didn't want to mention names, but I think they were opened their hearts and their homes out to all the devotees and made everyone feel that loving concern and gave everybody a chance to express themselves in an atmosphere that was safe and secure and very loving. So we want to thank all the devotees in Maryland for giving care to our Guru Maharaj and the devotees during this time. We want to thank all the people that have been assisting the caregivers, and we want to thank the caregivers themselves, the people that have given direct service to Guru Maharaj, Chitti Shakti, Dhruva Prabhu, Parajata Prabhu, Mahajan, Mangal Arti Prabhu, and Brahma Maharta, and Vrajalila and Ekavira. And I wanted to... Let's give them a hand of applause. I always felt like I needed to be at the Institute House, like I wanted to be there, you know, for Guru Day. But I always thought, well, I can't be because I have my own family and I have things that I need to be getting on with. But what gave me solace was the fact that I knew that he had such a wonderful team of caregivers that were dedicating their life and their energy and their time and everything that they needed to do to make sure that he was comfortable to the last moment. They gave everything for the care of our Guru Maharaj, which made us able to breathe more easily, knowing that he was in the best hands that he could possibly be in. Now, Vrajula and Ekavira, we haven't really had a chance to really thank them because they've dedicated the last year completely looking after Gurudev. Vrajula and Ekavira were sent to Gitanagari by Bhaktitirtha Maharaj over 10 years ago to help the project, to bring it back up, to look after the devotees, to serve Radha Damodar. And they did that diligently for 10 years. At the New Year, we have a New Year celebration program here to bring in, after Christmas, bring in the New Year, which Srila Krishnapad usually attends, but this year he couldn't attend it. And we had an appreciation ceremony where we had certificates of appreciation for the work that several devotees had done this past year. And Vrajula and Ekavira also had certificates. They weren't here to receive them personally because they were looking after Gurudev. But we wanted to let you know that we love you and all the work that you've done here in Gitanagari. We pray that you will still be a part of this community and continue to bless us with your association and to share your knowledge and your wisdom and your experience and your great learning and wisdom that you've gathered from Gurudev over the years, that you'll be around here to share it with us because we're your younger brothers and sisters, we're your children. Actually, Gurudev put me in your hands. This is Mother Vrajulila, I'm giving you over to her care. And so please, don't desert us. Please see this as your home, and please find a way that you can stay with us and continue giving us your association. And as a small token of our gratitude, the devotees have given you this card, even Ekavira, to thank you for your work in making our Gurudev's last moment peaceful and happy. Ekavira and Vrajulila Prabhu's ki. Ekavira and Vrajulila Prabhu's ki. Ekavira and Vrajulila Prabhu's ki. Please, Divine Grace, Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj, a ki. Vaishnav Thakur, a ki. Gaura Pramanande.
Ekavira Prabhu, where are you? Okay. So, my Guru Maharaj always said, our Guru Maharaj always said, there's nothing deeper than the love of the Vaishnavas. Nothing deeper than the love of the Vaishnavas. He always says the love of the Vaishnavas will carry us no matter what. No matter what's going on, the love of the Vaishnavas will carry us. So we want to thank you all for your love. Ekavira Prabhu, maybe you could share something, but I also wanted to thank the Kirtan devotees that really made a sacrifice for our Guru Maharaj during the time when he was so ill the last month. Where devotees, it was amazing, 24 hours we were having Kirtan. And it was just incredible to sleep and wake up and find devotees still chanting throughout the night. And Gopal Prabhu, Guru Kuli, our Guru Maharaj loved the Guru Kulis and especially loved those Guru Kulis that made so much effort to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. So Gopal is one of those young Gurukulis that is quite dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And so he actually organized 24-hour kirtan for about 3 weeks straight, continuous, for our Guru Maharaj during that time. And I just want to thank you on his behalf. I know how proud and happy he was that you were doing that service. And I want to thank and I'd like to really thank all the devotees that cooperated with him, because he's a Gurukuli, and you know, sometimes we think we don't have to listen to the Gurukulis. But all of you listen, all of you supported him, and it was just wonderful to see all the Matajis, all the Prabhus that was just there for him to participate in this maha sacrifice for our spiritual master. Of course, it wasn't really a sacrifice because everyone was doing out of so much love for our Gurudev. But it was special. It was very special. It was very special for him to be able to bring the kirtan party into the room. When it was really difficult, there were times when it was very difficult, and the devotees would come inside the room and just chant. And I would see, we would all see our spiritual master, just his face would become just so relaxed, just so happy, so peaceful, hearing the devotees chant. It was really wonderful. We can't express in words what it meant for you to be chanting the holy name with our spiritual master 24 hours. We thank you so, so, so much.
I guess I would just reiterate our gratitude for those devotees who engaged in the 24-hour kirtan. I think this shot is best. I remember His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He would ask in the middle of the kirtan, he'd say, who is that chanting? And we tell him who's chanting, and he said, I can feel their love. I can feel their loving devotion through their chanting. And he'd sit back on his bed, and his head would rock back and forth, and he'd smile. And sometimes he'd raise his arm, and he'd shaking his arm. And it was so special. And I remember one devotee, they chanted in his room, and he leaned over, he said, who is that chanting? And we told him, he said, wow, I've never heard them chant before like that. That's amazing. And then they were changing kirtan leaders. He said, no. Tell them don't change kirtan leaders. Let them continue to chant. And so he was so pleased by the kirtan party. And so Vajralila and myself, we tried to serve His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami to the best of our abilities for the past 11-12 months. Actually, Maharaj started showing symptoms of the illness and health challenges last year during New York Rath Yatra. And we were there with him. We took him to the doctor and dentist, and I was taking him back and forth to Washington, D.C. to get treatments. And so we've actually been with him for about a year. And we did this service on behalf of all of the devotees, our God brothers and God sisters, and well wishers of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. It was on behalf of you, and only by your prayers and blessings and well wishers that we were able to do this service. And we're most grateful to all of you. So,
all thanks and praises to you, the Vaishnava Assembly of Devotees. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai.
Okay, Prabhu, before we close, I'd just like to read the schedule tomorrow. In the mood of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, we know his focus was always on education, helping the devotees to really be balanced on all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. So he really wanted to give the devotees an opportunity to really have a forum for exploring grief and loss and moving into the future. So tomorrow we have a day of conversations, workshops about grief and loss. So we begin tomorrow, 4:30 a.m., Mangal Arati, 7:30 a.m., Greeting of the Deities, 8 o'clock a.m., Srimad Bhagavatam class by Her Grace Rajalila Devi Dasi. And then from 8:30 to 9:30, we'll have the first part of the Grief and Loss workshop. And that will focus on some information about what is grief, what is loss, what are the stages of grief, and how we can understand this as devotees. And that, of course, will be for everyone. Then we'll have breakfast at 9:30. At 10:30, we'll continue with the Grief and Loss workshop, but we're going to break it up in two sessions, one for the adults in the temple room and one for the children in the prasadam hall. So if all the adults would want to come for the morning session, 8:30 to 9:30, get some foundational information, and then at 10:30 we'll split up in two groups, again adults in temple room and the children in the prasadam hall, so we can ensure everyone in the community is having support with grief and loss. And then at 12 noon, the focus will be looking towards the future. How can we now integrate our understanding of grief, some experiential exercises around grief and loss in terms of how we want to carry on the legacy of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami into the future? That'll be from 12 to 1 and then 1 o'clock lunch. So we ask everyone if you can please attend tomorrow. And we'd like to close this wonderful day with kirtan by His Grace Rakeshwar Pandit. So if you can clear out the temple room and Haribo. Vaishnava Sakura Ki, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
There's one devotee that would like to just sing a song before we leave, and maybe he can sing the song while we're leaving. And there was a letter from His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj.